It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than a nude mouse. Nobody wants to see a nude mouse.
I do.
Well, don't go to Tennessee. You could join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast. Also, you can watch us on the Facebook page, Facebook Live, Davin's Den page. That's what I meant to say, on Facebook. Audio is definitely better on Davin Comedy. We've been having issues with Zoom, which I have tried to effort, but not getting far. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry. Hello, Joe. I will be joined by Joe Curry. I'm not joined by Joe Curry now.
Not yet.
No. And Pip Helix is in the studio. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Nice to see your face.
Nice to see you, too.
Have not seen you in the year.
I've only seen you this big.
This big. That's how I'm best enjoyed. Very small and a three-hour portions at most.
Wait a minute, 3 hours? Oh, yeah.
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
My stalls, 3 hours.
When I was on tour, all of a sudden, I started doing Hanna-Barbera impressions.
Joe is rubbing off on you.
Unfortunately. Well, he rubs up against me. Get off!
Stop it!
But I'm like, heavens to Murgatroyd, exit stage left.
Those are red pillows!
I was doing a little bit better because I wasn't congested. But I'm still congested.
Yeah. When did this start?
I was battling it last week. Week's show. I think the COVID has diminished my immune system. So a cold lasts a week now. It's just like, and you know, you're congested, and you're just a little achy, a little off. It's just like such a grind. It's like, oh, just get better. And can we stop? I'm gonna start right off the bat before I say what's on the show. I understand there's a supply chain issue. We're not gonna talk about supply chain issues, but can CVS stop with their Fococca own brand of medicines like the Tylenol Ajace? CVS medicine has never worked. Like, you know, you can go and get like ShopRite or Price Chopper plates,
right?
And they're fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But with medicine, they never get it right. Like, oh, for half the price, you can get CVS medicine. Here's the reason why there's no Tylenol, and there's no Theraflu, and there's no Mucinex, but there's a shitload of CVS medicine. Because it doesn't work. We're on to you. Knock it off.
You are not making us feel better.
No! No, it's just a waste of time. Here, take this so you can't take anything else for 4 to 6 hours. Well, I still feel like shit, but now I can't take anything else or I'll die.
I know, you know, way back in the day, there was a girl who mixed her medicine and alcohol, Karen Ann Quinlan. And so you olds like me will remember that name. But she went into a coma because she mixed too many things, and so that put the fear of God into people my age, because we're all like, "Whoa, you mix stuff, you're gonna go into a coma, and you know, your parents and your husband or the state and everybody, they're all gonna fight over when they can unplug." And it's like, this is not the way I want to go out, and not yet.
But do you agree that the CVS and the Walgreens and whatever Fococca pharmacies are nonsense?
I don't know if it's the placebo effect, but it seems to be fine.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I do look at the ingredients, and, you know, before I go and buy their cheaper version, the ingredients seem to be the same.
Yeah, but they're not doing it right. You know, I could make you a cake, but if I put the ingredients in the wrong order, it tastes like shit.
Baking is a very precise art. Cooking, not so much.
But so you don't. So baking is a very precise art. But medicine, just do what you want.
A pinch here. Is that what you're saying?
Just freestyle the medicine.
Yeah, you know, because you can bake that in a conventional oven. You can throw it in the microwave. You can rotisserie it out on the barbecue. No. It doesn't care.
Enough with the fakakta bullshit medicines. Carry the good stuff.
You want the name brand, not the generic.
Yeah, because the wife bought the generic shit because they didn't have the name brand.
Yeah.
So I took it for a week. It doesn't do anything.
No. Well, you know, Mr. Helix is a big fan of the blue pills.
I bet he is.
No, I mean, they knock him out.
Yeah, they make you sleep.
And it lets him breathe at night because he has problems with his septum. And so he likes the blue pills on when he's having a particularly congested moment.
NyQuil's good for this.
Yeah, well,
NyQuil puts you right out.
That's the brand.
Yeah, right. That's because that's a real brand.
Yeah, NyQuil does knock me out.
I took NyQuil last night. Oh, my. It's so good. But I have noticed with this, like, bout of congestion.
Yeah.
Never noticed this before. I am apparently sleeping with my mouth wide open. Why? Like, you could dip your balls in my mouth.
I have done.
Because I wake up and my mouth is so dry.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
What the hell is going on? Yeah.
Because your nose is so full that your mouth is, like, gasping for air. And yeah. If I fall asleep without... regular listeners will know that I use a CPAP. And if I fall asleep without the CPAP mask on, oh, hell no. First of all, I snore like a bear. I just am going to admit that. And the second thing is that my throat will be so dry that I feel like somebody's been shoving sandpaper in my mouth for days.
Is your mic on?
Yeah, my mic's on. I'm just not close enough to it, I guess.
Okay, yeah, get close to it.
I have to eat the mic.
Yes, that's much better.
Wait. I have to eat the mic.
Yeah, that's better. Okay.
Yeah, it's just not close enough to me.
Yeah. All right. On the show, a man is removed from a heart transplant list for not being vaccinated. I feel like we talked about this before.
I do, too. Was it a heart or was it a guy with another part that they weren't
this
on
the time
list?
It's a heart.
Yeah.
And it's taken a turn and we know more about the guy now.
Right.
So we can really pick it apart. Comics of the news! Jon Stewart thinks J.K. Rowling brought anti-Semitism to the wizarding world of Harry Potter. Nazi news and the graphic novel Mouse is banned. School of Fools and a petition to bring back slavery does not end well. Social norms we may need to rethink and scamming scalers and the follow-up to fake Davin's parents' interest in his cyber sex life with scammer Michelle. Joe, are you with us yet?
I guess not.
Joe?
Did
he say he was going to be like there?
Yeah, in a moment. He was running a little late.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
Maybe to take a wicked dump.
Maybe it was a mild dump.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, I don't got a ton to talk about this week, and I was kind of hoping you guys could carry the conversation, but that's not going to happen.
You know what the saddest thing is?
What's that?
That we'll, at the beginning of the show, you'll say, you have anything to talk about? And weeks go by, and the answer is no. And you know I'm not shy about putting stuff out there, but nothing. I have nothing in my life.
That's really sad.
Nothing.
It's really sad.
Yeah, I know.
So, update on the house. Let's see. So, the painting starts next week.
Okay. Are we doing, like neutrals everywhere, or are we doing anything, any exciting colors?
Well, we're going to have an accent wall.
Yay!
Where the fireplace is and where the TV will be, that wall. It's probably going to be, like, a dark gray. Grays are nice. First of all, I was into gray before grays were cool. If you remember, my cowboy boots are gray.
That's true.
And I've gotten compliments on those boots for years. So long before everybody came to gray, I was in gray.
You were in gray.
Yeah.
All right.
The only thing gray's not good for is t-shirts. Gray t-shirt, white t-shirt means cheap.
Oh, you think so?
Generally, yes.
I just thought it was our Eastern Seaboard, we have to wear black. Kind of thing.
Black shirts are cool. Navy shirts, colorful shirts,
yep,
all good.
All good.
White t-shirt, white cheapest, gray, pretty cheap. So no good. But yeah, so the wife likes, she's picking these light grays with white borders.
Mm-hmm.
So my room's going to be like a light blue.
Okay.
Upstairs is going to be white.
Okay.
So you'll be very upset, but you'll fucking deal with it. You'll be fine. We picked out the granite counter. We went to the first counter place. Nothing. All of this granite is all wrong. I want none of this granite. It was like we were at the Flintstones quarry.
There's nicer ones and there's ugly ones. It's not all the same.
I understand. Yeah. My wife said, well, first I want a dark one. Well, then I want a light one. Now I want a dark one.
I know. It's very difficult because you know that you're going to live with this thing for the rest of your natural life.
So we pick something called blue, pearl, silver. So it's like black and it's got like shiny flecks of silver and blue in it and everything.
Sounds pretty.
Yeah, it's got the bling.
Good.
It's got the bling. Nice. So that'll go in after the counters. The counters will maybe go in this week.
Right.
So things are coming along. So the other day, our contractor, who we like very much.
Good.
I really like my contractor. He's a hardworking guy, honest guy, got recommended to us. Really, really like him a lot. So he's working on the kitchen sink. He's taking it out. I don't know what the hell he's doing. It's not there anymore. So, okay. Good night, Javier. Good night. Let him out of the house. Next afternoon, I'm coming in with my neighbor who installs our attic stairs.
Oh yeah, yeah. Are you getting like the like nice pull down ones that are nice and sturdy when they?
No. Rope ladder. You got to really want it.
You got to really want it.
Or you know, this was my wish. I'm really negotiating on this one. Maybe a greased single rope with a knot at the top. Those are our options.
Gym class.
Yes.
That's what it was preparing us for.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to get to the suitcases in the attic, yep. You're going to have to earn it. That's what it was for. No.
Aren't you ever afraid that animals are going to get in the attic and then your suitcase is going to be a nest?
If they get in there, I get to eat them. Them's the rules.
Good thinking.
Yeah, you go in the attic, I eat you. That's so if Anne Frank was there, she would have been.
Oh, a snack.
Well, or the luckiest teenage girl ever. That's inappropriate. That's wrong. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
We heard you sniffling over there.
So, yeah. So no, we got the sturdy aluminum stairs.
Okay.
So, my neighbor wants to come in through the basement. Why do you want to come through? We can come through the nice front door. Wants to come through the basement. All right, I'll let you in through the basement.
Why?
Because that's where the garage is. He wants to pull. I don't know. That's where he wants to pull his tools. I don't know. Got three entrances to this place. Whatever you want.
Three entrances, no waiting.
Exactly. Everybody leaves happy. Well, good thing we did go in the basement. Because we do have a pool, an outside pool. And at this point, we had an inside pool.
Oh, oh, shit.
Yes, we had a big old leak.
From what?
The kitchen, up sink, upstairs. First, you're trying to find it. Like, what is it? What's this leak from? Who knows? Finally, we do, and it's steady. It's steady. And there's about an inch of water on the floor, so you got to move the shit and everything. And my contractor is down in Jersey pressuring them on delay with the cabinets.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
delay.
So I'm like, man. He's like, oh, I don't know. Couldn't be. I'm like, no, you were working there. It's like, I'm not mad. He's like, all right. He's like, do you have a plumber? I'm like, oh, I don't have a plumber on call. So he's like, all right. He's like, get a plumber and I'll pay for it. He's really good, this guy, you know.
Yeah.
So we deduced where it was from. And later on, he came. He hurried there and the plumber came and they fixed the leak. Again, with this house, there's always surprises. So I guess a lot of the... A lot of the pipes are not in tip-top shape. So there was, like, a sprung a leak.
Oh, jeez. You know that, I mean, Joe can jump in on this one, but, you know, those, like, older houses, they don't even have to be really friggin' old. But it's like the pipe gets galvanized.
These are copper pipes.
Copper pipes sprung leaks?
Copper pipes sprung a leak.
Holy crap.
So we gotta replace that. Then today, we're looking at... by the light in the basement, like where you go downstairs in the kitchen to the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And by the light, the wall feels soft. We're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
We got a leak. So we the electrician's over there working on something. So we ask him because the outlet's right there. The switch is right there. You know, is this something we need to worry about? Do you have to fix this? It's not a leak. Somebody punched a hole through the drywall, and they covered it up with tape and painted it.
No.
Fucking animals. fucking animals.
Degenerates? What the hell?
Well, I mean, this is the same house where we found a bullet behind the fridge.
True. So God knows what happens there. They covered it with tape and then painted
it. Yeah, like, I guess like painter's tape or something. I don't know what type of tape it was. So it's like, oh, it's soft, like where you think there'd be like a leak behind
it. Right.
There. Nah, just fucking hole. So we get the basement redone. We got to get that redone. So we drop over too large on electrical work today.
Oh, God. Ow.
Wife goes back because we got these big sensors because he can't sneak up on this fucking house. Well, we had my neighbor, the police officer, where we bought the house, come over and do a walk around, you know.
That's smart.
Yeah. So he's like, well, you want to have a sensor light here? You want to have one here? So, you know, we're following what he says.
Yeah. What are your weak spots?
Right. Many. We have two sensor lights, one by the garage.
Right.
And one at the top of the house, like down, because we got a huge-ass driveway.
Yeah.
At the top of that. So if you come past the tree line, yes, I have a house with a tree line now. If you come past the tree line, you'll be like you're sneaking out of Rikers.
It looks like a prison break, like a searchlight. Well, there they are, Clancy. I see them up at the wall.
I expect to see a lot of feces from deer who get scared shitless when this light goes on.
And prowlers. Yeah. Prowlers get scared shitless.
So that's the plan. So the wife goes back there tonight.
Yeah.
To lock up. That sensor light doesn't work.
What happened between...
He says he tested it. I don't know. He's got to go back.
It never ends. How did you make out with the snow? I was thinking about... Did you get snow up there?
No, Joe. It's like Miami Beach up here.
You got a lot of snow.
Because the storm was skirting the shoreline. It could be a difference. How much snow did you get?
Well, not as much as you, but like 6-7 inches.
All right. Now, with that being in mind, I was thinking about you because now you've got... Two places you have to.
This is the third fucking storm since we bought this stupid house. It didn't snow before we bought the house. Third storm since we bought this house where we had to do two properties. The second one, it was like that really wet snow,
yes.
So you couldn't do anything with it. But this one, it was the fluffy type, so, you know, like an hour and a half there, we got it done. I mean, it's just, the driveway is too much. It's too much driveway. You know, like how, like, you know, I've never heard this, but some women say they don't like a cock that's too big. It's too much. Again, a conversation I've never had with someone, but rumors I've heard.
No, I don't like Gigantor.
Well, because you are very happy with Mr. Helix. Again, he's thrilled that you talk about your likes and dislikes on this show. Couldn't be happier. Could not be happier with you.
I didn't mean it as a knock against him.
No. His penis, you call it Goldilocks. It's just right. And since it's winter, it's like three bears down there. So it works out well.
Only two bears. We don't invite anybody else in.
So, but this driveway's too much.
Yeah.
It's narrow. It's narrow in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's like there's a lot of narrow. Like you drive past my neighbor's house.
Yeah.
Then you come past the tree line. And then there's my house on your right side.
Right.
And then you keep on going. And it widens out and widens out. And then there's a two-car garage. But it's not wide enough. So, like, you could turn around comfortably up there. Yeah. I mean, you could do it. Yeah. But, again, something we're going to have to do at some point, widen out the driveway. It never ends. It never ends. Yeah. So, yes, Joe, we did get snow.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Cause I figured you had the snow blow it. Do it at the old house and then put it in the car and have to bring it up to the new house.
No, we don't use the snowblower here at the old house anymore. There's just not enough. It's a pain in the ass. There's not enough driveway. But at the old house, it gets quite the work. Then I got to tell my wife. She does all the snow blowing. I've never blown snow in my life. I won't. but she's doing.
You know what? You should try. Oh, you might like
you
it.
You send your wife out there with your snow blowing.
I'm shoveling. I'm doing the hard stuff at the end of the driveway where the, you know.
All right. I just didn't know if you were sitting inside looking pretty. All right.
Well, I certainly should. No, but she's coming at me. You know, I'm sitting there dealing with the plow, and I feel like dealing with the shovel, and I feel like crap, but that's not her fault. You know, she's like, go home. I'm not. I'm going to do this. She's coming at me, and she's on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like waving her. I'm like, get over. Knock it off. She's not listening. She's snow plowing grass. Like, we don't need that. Calm down the middle, woman. We don't need the lawn snow plowed.
But it looks so much better.
Well, I mean, because, you know, where the driveway starts and the grass starts, you don't know.
Yeah.
But I know. Because I've been out down there shoveling. Get over more. Don't make this harder than it needs to be.
I used to love to do the snowblower. I had a big Toro. I left it at my brother's house.
That's what we have, a Toro.
Yeah, and I mean, it was great. The only thing is that because we had a bit of driveway that wasn't paved, the previous people had just put these big, chunky gray rocks there. And so this gravel would get... You had to plow there because that's where our cars went, but... The chunks would get stuck up into the
snowblower. No, you can't do it on gravel. You got to shovel there.
And the pins would go like.
No, you got to shovel on the gravel.
Oh no, it was brutal. They got stuck every 2 minutes.
The problem is the driveway has an incline in part, so it's hard going up.
Yes.
With the snowblower, but she likes going down with the snowblower.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm just shoveling.
This is sounding worse and worse. She likes going down with the snowblowing.
You know. It is. What it is. But, I mean, we're slowly making progress. Just money, just hemorrhaging. Just,
yes.
Just throw in.
Oh, money. Yeah.
So how much do you want to think, how much do you think my heating bill was this month at that house when we're not living there?
Ooh.
I would get, what do you got, gas or oil?
We got gas.
Probably about $120.
What say you?
I don't know. You have a bigger house. I'd say 200 at least.
265.
Ooh.
265.
Just for keeping it at 60 degrees.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's not a good omen.
That's not a good no. No.
So that fireplace we're going to have to get that insert for the fireplace when, you know, for the next winter.
Right.
Cuz that'll save, but it's like sitting in the house that's fucking freezing.
Jeez.
It's just like you got to be kidding me. Plus we got this one too. It never ends. It never ends.
No.
But Pippa's here. Pippa said we are packing shit up.
Yeah. No, there are bags and boxes of things. They're moving on out.
Trying to.
I have been offered several pairs of shoes.
We have something for you from Joe and I. Merry Christmas.
What?
Merry Christmas in February.
What? Really?
No. No. It, nothing. It's not. It's a figment of your imagination, stupid.
Oh, thank you.
That's
the cutest paper.
Yeah, Joe and I really pride ourselves on the paper.
Find the wrapping paper. Open it. Look at this shit.
Yeah, but I want to show the audience.
Okay.
It's very
well. That was the wife's doing. The wife picked the paper.
Well,
Joe and I had no hand in the paper. She's opening it. Yeah, the wife even put tissue paper. Again, not Joe and I's doing.
No, but this is a girl thing. I would do this too. Oh, what is this now?
It's a car.
Awesome!
It's a shirt. What does it say, Pip? What does the shirt say, Pip?
Big old kitty!
Big
This is awesome! Thank you, guys.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank
but
you.
We're in Myrtle Beach. And we're, you know, we're one of the tchotchke stores that had that. And it was like, should we get it? I go, it's like, yeah, let's get it.
I will proudly wear the big old kitty's shirt.
We are glad you enjoy.
Yes. Look at this, audience. If you're looking on Facebook, check this out.
I'm sure Mr. Helix will be happy to pet the kitties and anything else.
Yes, absolutely. And we happen to have two kitties at the moment.
You guys have two kitties?
Yes. Well, we have two, and we have somebody auditioning for the role of kitty number three.
Okay. Yeah, we got one cat right now, so.
Aw.
Noah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, Joe and I are very pleased that you like it.
I love it. It's
Jesus Christ, I forgot.
Thank you, guys.
I haven't seen her, Joe. I guess, you know.
In a while.
In a long-ass time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You know, with the holidays and the COVID and all this other shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of cats.
Yes.
So in my current house, our bedroom is right next to my daughter's bedroom.
Right.
She claims the walls are very thin. In fact, I'm told that when I'm sleeping, I snore, and she will stand in our entrance way just staring at me like the creep that she is.
What? That's a little unnerving.
Yeah. It wakes my wife up, but apparently not me.
Wow. No, if somebody was staring at me, I don't know. I would like to think it would wake me up. I would hope.
So the other night, I fell asleep. My daughter was in her room, and my wife was in the kitchen. All of a sudden, the cat, Flea, starts puking. Now, we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
She's in the bed. The cat's in the bed. Yeah, you know. Again, we talk about how pets are a little different than people. You know, if a person is puking, you run to get them a garbage pail or a bucket or something. If an animal is puking, you throw the animal.
It's like
you got nine lives. Well, I guess you have one less now.
Get off the bed, right? Sure, it's really comfortable being.
Yeah, well, because the cat doesn't know to puke in a bucket. The cat knows just to puke, so you got to get it off of whatever it's on.
Exactly.
I mean, if grandma's throwing her up, you don't throw her ass on the floor and go, Jesus Christ.
Hold on, Grandma, over the paper towel.
Grandma has a good sense to puke on the linoleum. She's not puking on the bed or on the carpet. Cats look for those things.
The cat is in the bed on the comforter with me. So you know the protocol. My protocol: grab cat, throw cat off bed.
Yes.
The cat is on my right side by the foot of the bed.
Right.
I spring awake. My right leg won't bend.
What?
My right leg is stuck in a straight position. So I'm now. I can't bend. That's not a very nice reaction.
It's starting. Yeah. And I'm a little bit ahead of you, and I can tell you, it ain't fun.
Welcome to our lives.
Yes.
No, your lives are sad
and
dim.
I didn't think so, but it's starting.
My quad is in full spasm. And it hurts.
Ow.
Now I'm screaming in pain and trying to push the cat off the bed. So I was like, ugh! So I'm pushing across my body. I can't move. I'm screaming. I am
with
screaming.
With your daughter complaining to your wife that you're making noise.
Yeah, I know.
I should be so lucky.
I know. It's like, you don't know the noises he was making. So I thought the snoring was bad, but damn.
So I'm trying.
To tell you the truth. If you want to start doing more stuff about you, this would be a perfect story to do on stage.
It might have to be.
Yes.
So I'm trying to reach the cat, just to push the cat off the bed. I'm trying, because throwing the cat off the bed is now out of the equation. We are now in just push the cat off the bed. But the cat is doing one of these things where it kind of like makes its like bones into jelly, and it just kind of like moves away, like it forms itself into a U. So you're pushing, but you're no longer touching cat. You're touching space where cat used to be.
Yes.
But they puke, and the head of the cat still on the bed.
Right. They're making that "fuck you, I ain't going" move. Yeah.
And there's a hick.
Yeah, the cat's continuing with the process, yeah. And I'm screaming and pushing, and the cat is still on the bed.
You made it sound like that was a choice. Once that hick noise starts, the cat does not have a choice. There's no pulling it back. Their cats cannot stop puking in midstream.
I don't know that. I don't know that to be true or not true.
Can't.
Well, the cat is like, I'm puking over here.
Yep. It's coming.
So I'm actually in a lot of pain. And I'm frantically pushing to get her off before the vomit tumbles out of her mouth. Yeah. Finally, she gets the hint and goes to the floor.
Oh, my God. I can't get mine to do that.
I'm screaming. Ow! I'm screaming. I am screaming in pain.
Is anybody home?
I just told you. The daughter's in her room next door where she hears my snoring.
Right.
And that bothers her. And the wife is in the kitchen. This is not a palatial estate. It is not like the wife is on the opposite wing of the house.
No, it's not that big. You
and the daughter
this.
is in her condo on the premises somewhere. This is not that case.
Well.
Finally, my wife comes up. She's like, what's wrong? She heard me screaming, but didn't come up until I screamed, ow. Like, I'm just like, I just randomly scream in bed.
Well.
Now, if that was Joanne, she would have run in, and I'm like, ow, are you okay? Did the cat puke on the bed? Why did you let the cat? No, 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 fucking
cat. Why did you let the cat puke on the bed? It's like, here you go, Fluffy. How about it?
So I ask her. Because she heard me screaming.
Yeah.
She's like, I heard you, but I didn't come until you said, ow. Like I just routinely, like, this is my evening habit. This is what I do.
Yeah.
You know, some people do calisthenics before they go to sleep. I wake from a dead sleep and scream. That's what I do. That's my evening routine that I am just starting now. Pay no attention to the lunatic in the bedroom.
Listen.
That's like when you get a leg cramp, like in bed, or when you're sleeping and stuff like that. It's all, it's the most painful. And I live alone, so I scream like a motherfucker.
Well, I'll tell you, Joe. I'll tell you, Joe. If my wife and daughter were there, they would let you scream.
Apparently. No, that was the scream of a man with two mortgages.
Yeah, like this was like a guttural scream. I was in pain. I was woken from a dead sleep. I don't know what's going on.
I went
to bed. I had two functioning legs. I'm woken up. One leg is not working. Not only do I have to try to figure out what the hell's wrong, I got to get a cat from puking.
And the worst part is, you're in the comfortablest place in your life.
Right.
Your bed, you know, as you set it up, it's the most comfortable place in your life. That's where you go to kick back, relax, hang out, blah, blah. And now you're in the most comfortable place in your life, and it's fucking horribly gone wrong.
Well, many tragedies happen in my bed. So she asked my daughter.
Many tragedies have happened.
She asked my daughter why she didn't come in. My daughter said she had earbuds in. She didn't hear me. Again, snoring, that she hears.
Yeah.
Screaming at the top of my lungs. Oh. I was listening to Beats by Dre. I couldn't possibly.
I couldn't possibly be bothered.
But know to put the earbuds in when you're sleeping at night.
Yeah, seriously.
Problem solved.
So my leg eventually unspasmed. But that is the level of care I get in this house.
This is... she would have been great in the JonBenet house.
Why
when
that
kid was getting killed, because that brother didn't hear anything either.
Well, that kid was kidnapped.
No, she wasn't.
I think JonBenet Ramsey was kidnapped. They never found her.
No, JonBenet Ramsey was murdered down in her own basement, and they found her after the cops came. All of a sudden, they were like, did you check all of the house?
Well, no, it's scary down the basement. There's spiders and dead people
right,
down there.
So they didn't check.
Oh, yeah, look, there's a cowboy hat on the stairs. Yeah, maybe we'll go down there.
At first, I thought that was a shot at me, but no, it was a shot at JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah,
because she had that outfit.
I remember now, but at first, I thought Joe's making fun of my cowboy hat again.
No.
But it had nothing to do with me.
Not in this, it doesn't fit the story.
Yeah, no.
It's never stopped you before.
Unreserved.
And the creepy brother was like, no, I just slept through it. I slept through the murder.
Was a creep.
He is creepy acting.
Anything going on with you, Joe?
Just the shoveling, man. It was just, I had to go out. I'm working down at Uncle Vinny's on Friday night, and we're only doing the one show. And Dino's like, all right, go up, do 15 minutes, and you can get out of here and stuff like that. And I wound up sitting in the back room. We were just chit-chatting. So I'm heading out. And as I got back on Long Island, it was white knuckle, man. It was your interpretation.
I thought you were going to stay down there. I thought you were going to stay down there.
Because there was a good chance that the show was going to be canceled. It wasn't, you know. We'll find out. But basically, the way it was. Sorry about that. Nice, please. Come on. Anyway, but anyway, it was. Basically a white-knuckle ride home, and then Saturday, it was, I'm out in the blizzard shoveling, because I knew we were getting about 2 feet of snow, so I just did it in increments, and then the worst part came on Sunday night, my old band, Emerald, we're doing a reunion show in May, so we're trying to get the set list together, so my buddy Mike goes, come meet me at this bar, and Mark, our guitar player, is coming down, we're going to go over the set list and stuff like that. So after all day Sunday, I'm like, I don't feel like going out. So I call Mike, dude, I'm going to take a rain check. You got to come out, blah, 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 blah. We got to do the set. All right, I'll head out. I'm on the way down there, and I get a fucking flat. And now on a cold, bitterly cold Sunday night, I've got to change this flat. And I tried everything in the book. Ugh. Thank God I keep everything. I got like an Inspector Gadget box in the back of my truck because I had extra gloves. I had a hat. I changed the tire. I got back. I was like, are you coming? No, I'm going home, stupid. I'm riding around in a donut. But I absolutely had no fun this weekend. I really
So wait, did you guys do a show on Saturday night?
For 15-minute set I did. I had absolutely no fun.
Did you do a show on Saturday? No.
No, no, no. Because I told Dino, because look, I've driven to Boston with Rotgut and our other band, Mr. Potato Head, in a blizzard. So if there's a show, I have to figure it out. So I told Dino, I go, we doing the show on Saturday? I don't think so, but I'm not sure yet. I go, oh, all I ask is just let me know by 2 o'clock to give me a running start, you know. And it, you know, if it's showtime, it's showtime. And he goes, you'll know before that. And he texted me at 10 o'clock. Yeah, there's no gig because we were laughing. This storm was going right past Point Pleasant and then heading to my place. You know,
great.
It really was. I was making this sea, you know.
Yeah, man,
was,
you should have canceled, man. You should. You
in the club and then it's coming to my house. It doesn't want me on stage.
You should have canceled. He should have gotten some. First of all, he shouldn't have been open Friday night, but he should have gotten somebody local for that because it was coming right to Long Island. It was the Jersey Shore in Long Island.
Yeah,
there with no hotel room for you. He should have let you out. We'll risk it.
No, but here's the deal. It wasn't supposed to start till after 12. Okay, it started a little bit early. He cut everybody's time and said, just go up and do your sets and go. He said, you know, he told Joe Weber, the MC, Joe, you just go up and do 7, bring Joe. Joe, you do 15. Florentine goes up and does 30. I get done with my 15, and I go, and I'm chatting with Dino like an idiot, you know, and we're talking about all sorts of things. I'm forgetting that a storm is starting. So by the time I left the club at 10,
oh,
you know, and
damn,
it started, the Garden State Parkway wasn't bad. Getting through Staten Island and Brooklyn wasn't that bad, but I got Long Island onto Long Island by Exit 40 where the day program is, and it started getting nasty, really nasty, you know. It was a white knuckle ride home. It usually takes me coming home about 2.5 hours. It took me 4 hours to get home.
Wow.
Yeah,
drive like assholes. These guys are on the express. These guys are doing 65 miles an hour. There's a truck on the right side of me, you know. So I got into the right lane. There was a string of cars doing 35 miles an hour at the most. And I'm like, you know what? It's going to take me forever getting home. But here's the deal. Nobody is behind me. Nobody wants to be behind me because they want to go around. And I go, and if cars stop short, I have plenty of room to get around on either side, and nobody's going to rear end me. So, yeah. You know, it took forever to get home. But it was, you know, it was the smart thing to do, you know.
The last time I dealt with that was when I was trying to do a show with Joe in Long Island when we had that like surprise snowstorm out of nowhere. I got to tell you, I'm over it. I've done so many of these. I've driven on snow moguls through blizzards because the GPS goes, here's a shortcut. And that was
That night was so bad. That night was so bad that from the day program to where the venue was is roughly about maybe a 30-minute ride. It took me 2 hours to get there. So by the time I got there, he's just getting to the George Washington Bridge, and I said, you know what? Don't go. John Ziegler, who was going to be the middle act, and could, you know, we both can be closers. You know, I'm like, we'll just both close. And it took him 2.5 hours to get there. So I was talking to the guy booking it, and I go, look, Davin can't make it. I go, Ziegler's here. I'm here. We can do the gig. And I go, well, maybe we'll get something else. And I'm like, John, if they don't live in the town of Huntington, they ain't coming. And the interesting part of it was that you would figure this gig got canceled. It was mobbed. Everybody showed up, you know, and it was a lousy night, you know. It was a lousy night.
Why are people so bored?
I was saying the week before. I think you know, Dad, when we were on the when we were over in Harrisburg, when we're sitting at the table with the other comics and we're just shooting the shit. I was just telling him, I go, I hate this time of year because you get that one week where you see on a Monday there's a storm and you're wondering what's going to go on with your show moving into the weekend and it's anxiety. It's the very next week it happens. You know,
Yeah, I mean, it's brutal in the Northeast this year between the weather and COVID. I mean, I've lost so much shit because of COVID, but...
Oh, God, I can't even imagine.
It's, but whatever. All right. Very good. Very good. All right, let's take our first break. On the break, we got new music from Kid Alina with Anything With Love, and you can learn more about Kid at khb-music.de, and Barry Tierney with Colors on Canvas, and you can learn more about him at fluttertone.com. Short break. We'll be right back.